I like the message in this song.
When my soul was disturbed with sorrow, when my heart was burdened with sin, Jesus opened his arms of mercy and tenderly took me in.
There is in the time of trouble, there is peace in the midst of the storm.
There is peace though the world be raging,
in the shelter of his arms.
There are storms that we all fear, they will do you no harm. In the Lord you will find protection, in the shelter of his arms.
There is peace in the time of trouble, there is peace in the midst of a storm.
There is peace though the world be raging,
in the shelter of his arms.
Though the world all around be raging and is filled with many alarms, trust in Jesus and he will keep you in the shelter of his arms.
There is peace in the time of trouble, in the midst of the storm.
There is peace though the world be raging,
in the shelter of his arms. In the shelter of his arms.
This morning, if you'd take your Bibles and open them up to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. And I'm going to have Brother Cleo come and read John 21, verses 1 through 19. And I would like to take a look at at Peter's life. And there's much to glean from Peter's life. As I prepare a lot of times in my personal devotions, as I'm reading through something, the Lord will put a thought, the Lord will put a thing in there. And I was reading about Peter, and I got to going back in the New Testament and looking at Peter's life and reading about Peter. And there's some unique things there, and I want to make some application of that for us today and here in the church. So, Cleo, there we are. If you'll come up here, John chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. John 21, 1 through 19.
Good morning, beloved. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging in a net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would be with our time here. Lord, I pray that you would help me and to relay the message that you've laid upon my heart for your people. And Lord, I pray that you'd encourage us today. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage us to do more. Lord, I pray that you would encourage those who need to do something, that they would do something. And Lord, I pray that your will would be done in our service. Lord, I pray that there be anybody among us that's not saved. I pray that today would be the day that they would follow you and accept you as their personal Savior. And Father, I pray for those who need to get busy in serving and taking the next step of in their life, Lord, and doing what they know they should be doing. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to their hearts. And Father, I just thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you that you're a God of many chances and many opportunities. And Lord, we love and thank you for all that you're going to do here today. In your name we pray. Amen. As we look at the scriptures here, and we'll get back to our reading here in a moment, but I just kind of wanted to share some things with you out of the life of Peter. Peter, all throughout the Bible, was a very interesting man. He started out; he was raised on a boat fishing. His dad was a fisherman. His brothers were fishermen, and so he was a fisherman. And then one day, his brother Andrew ran across the Lord Jesus Christ and put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the first thing that Andrew did was go and find his brother Peter. And he proclaimed to Peter, he proclaimed that he had saw the Messiah, that he had saw the Christ, and he invited him to come. You know, and as I think about that, and, early on in Peter's life, and, I think of the day that I got saved. Do you remember the day that you got saved? Do you remember the day that somebody came to you and said, "Hey, come on, I've met the Savior. I've met the Messiah. I've met that one who was able to take away my sin. Come, let me show you Him." And that's what Andrew did, and Peter followed, and Peter also believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And but Peter, you know, he was a fisherman, and he went on about what he knew. What he knew to do, and he got back on the boat with his father. But one day, the Lord Jesus Christ came by again to Peter, because the Lord Jesus Christ had different plans for Peter. You see, when we get saved, God has different plans for us. There's something else in our life that we need to fulfill. There's something else in our life that we need to do. Just like Andrew, when he got saved and when he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart, boy, what he was excited about and what he wanted to do is he wanted to make sure that his family, he wanted to make sure that his brother knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he went and got him. And Peter, you know, when he was, the next time that the Lord Jesus Christ ran across him, he was back on that boat. And he was out there fishing, and he was, and if you all remember that account in the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ came by, and they were sitting on the boat, and they were cleaning their nets, because the Bible says that they had been out fishing all night long, and they had caught nothing. You know, that's one of the most discouraging things. I'm a hunter, and I'm looking forward to deer season coming around here. But you know, it's really discouraging sometimes when you go out there and hunt. You spend all day, or you spend all hunting season, and you come up empty. And I'm hoping that won't follow another year like that. But Peter, you know, he was out there, and he'd been out there all night and fishing, and he was cleaning his nets, and he lent his boat to the Lord Jesus Christ to preach and teach to the multitude. And after he got done, the Lord Jesus Christ told him to launch out into the deep and cast thy nets, plural. And we see how that story goes. You know, Peter, it kind of reminds me a lot of myself, and I think we probably identify a lot with Peter in the Bible. You know, he was a little hard of hearing. And so he went out, he launched out into the deep, and he put down a net. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ told him to launch out in the deep and put down thy nets. More than one net. But Peter went out there, and he put in his net, and of course that was after having a conversation with the Lord and telling the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, we've toiled all night long and we've caught nothing. You know what he was telling the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, Jesus, you just really don't understand anything about fishing. We've been out here, and we've put out, and we've worked, and you know, and there just aren't any fish out here to catch. You know, we talked about it this morning in Sunday school. The Lord Himself created them fish, and the Lord knew a whole lot more about fishing than what even Peter began to know, because Jesus controlled those fish. And told those fish what they were going to do and what they weren't going to do. But anyway, he went out and he put his net out and instead of nets. And we know how the story goes. They begin to encompass a great amount of fish. And as they were trying to pull them in the boats, the Bible says the boats begin to sink. And the Lord Jesus Christ used that opportunity to call Peter out and change Peter's life. The Lord called Peter out to go a different way and to do a special job. But you know, Peter needed some training, and part of that was to separate out for that training. And we know how that story goes when they drug the nets in, and Peter called for his brothers and his fishing companions to come out and help him, and they encompassed a great amount of fish, and Peter brought them all in, and the end of that story is Peter wound up going away with the Lord Jesus Christ. Left it all behind. Left his father, the Bible says, with the hired servants. And he left and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And while Peter followed the Lord Jesus Christ, he experienced a lot of things along the way. He experienced water being turned into wine. Peter, he experienced I may not get these all in the order of which they came, but Peter experienced the water and the wine. He experienced seeing 4,000 being fed. He experienced seeing a 5,000 being fed, and both times with what was brought to the table to be offered was very little, but when it got into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, he saw that it not only was sufficient for the young lad, but it was also sufficient for 5,000 and plus men, plus women and children. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter, he had the opportunity to witness that. He had the opportunity to see that. Peter, he had the opportunity to sit down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, being separated out from everybody else, and even getting some special teaching time and training time of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, well, why are you going all over all this, Pastor? You know, it kind of reminds me of the church. It kind of reminds us of us. As we think of Faith Independent Baptist Church, and we kind of look back and we see where God has brought Faith Independent Baptist Church from. And even before that, the great miracles and the wonderful things that God has done, the prayers that God has answered, and praise the Lord, we sit in a building that's paid for and property that's paid for, all to the glory of God. God has richly blessed us. When I think of us that are here and members and part of the church, and as we think about our salvation and so many things that God has blessed us with, and the trials that we've been through, and the victories that we've saw won, and the healings that God has done. You know, as we sit back and we look all of that, you know, it's just like Peter in the Bible. You know, he witnessed many things at the hand of the Lord, and that the Lord did, and we know that Peter walked on the water. When the Lord Jesus Christ came to him, Peter was in two storms on the boat that we know of, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to, and immediately the Bible says rebuked the winds and the waves, and they ceased. You know, Peter got to see the power of God. Peter got to see what the Lord Jesus Christ could accomplish, and what the Lord and learn what the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to accomplish in Peter's life. Peter also witnessed the healing of the sick and the lame. Peter witnessed the lady who was healed from the issue of blood. Peter watched the blind receive their sight. He watched the crippled walk. He watched devils being cast out. He even witnessed the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the life of Peter was very rich. And he had a lot to be thankful for. He had a lot of blessings. Even Peter was empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ to go out and to minister and to preach and to even himself cast out devils and to heal. Peter had quite a bit. You know, and it kind of reminds us of us. You say, well, now wait a minute. I don't have powers to heal. I don't have powers to cast out devils. But we have much. We've been able to witness and praise the Lord. We have something that Peter didn't have. Peter had the spoken word of God, but we have the complete word of God. You know, we don't have to wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. All we have to do is just open up the Word of God and we can find out. I mean, just like Brother Jones was teaching and telling us about the second coming and the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry about those things because we know they're nigh upon us, and we know when they're going to happen. We know what's going to happen. We may not know the exact day or hour, but hey, if we look around and we watch the news and we see what's going on, we know that time is drawing near. We know that, hey, we don't have to worry about going through the tribulation, the great tribulation in the Word of God. Now, we're going to go through some tribulation, but not the great tribulation, because we know we'll be raptured out. You know, we have much. God has blessed us with much. Praise the Lord. We've had the opportunity to live in the greatest country that has ever existed. I mean, think how God has blessed America. Think how God is still blessing America in spite of herself. You know, these are miracles. Sometimes we think, well, you know, the miracles in the Bible days are different than the miracles today. No, they're not. They're just, you know, they're the same God. They're the same Jesus, and He's still doing the same work. You know what the purpose of the miracles and all of the things that were going on in the New Testament were about? It was never about someone being a devil being cast out of them. It was never about the blind seeing. It was never about the lame walking. It was never about the sick and fevered going about. It was so that we could identify who Jesus Christ is, who He was and who He is. You know, the things that God has allowed to happen to us, and the opportunity that God has given us, and the establishing of the United States of America for the sole purpose of being able to witness to the world. You know, our founding fathers of the country of our country, they didn't come over here to get rich. They come over here for religious freedom. They come over here so that they would have the opportunity that they did not have in England to preach and teach the Word of God and to let the world know about the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's history that the world would like to do away with. That's history that the world would like to put away and not bring out. And in spite of all that, God has blessed us. And as I think of Peter's life and the things that he witnessed and being personally taught by the Lord Jesus Christ and seeing the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in our scripture, and we'll look at that again in John chapter 21, in verse number 2, the Bible says, And there were gathered together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. And they saith unto him, We go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. You know, as I look at this account in the Bible, and I see, and I read and looked over the entire life of Peter, where we find Peter after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was back in the same place that the Lord Jesus Christ called him out of. You know what happens to us sometimes in life? Even though we're like Peter and we see all the blessings of God, we see everything that God has done for us, and we've received so much, especially us as Americans, that what we have received at the hand of God and truly blessed, you know, we probably spend more time complaining about what we have instead of rejoicing in what God has given us. I've traveled to many foreign countries, and folks, I'll tell you what, even as bad as it is today, we still got it a whole lot better than most. Amen. We still have it a whole lot better than most. And because we go through trials of life and things happen to us and we look at things and things don't turn out the way that we thought they should turn out, you know, a lot of times what we do is we return back to where Jesus called us from. You know, I dare to say there's probably some folks here this morning here at Faith Independent Baptist Church that you're guilty of going back. It's not because you haven't been blessed. It's not because you don't know the Savior. It's not because you don't know the truths and the power of God from His Word. And it's not that you haven't experienced it in your own life. We find ourselves going back. We find ourselves, hey, it didn't work out the way we thought it would, you know, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to fishing. Can I tell you, and you already know this, what you're going to find? You're going to find nothing. You're going to find emptiness. Because see, whenever we go back on God, whenever we go back to where God delivered us from, we find nothing. We find that same emptiness. We find that same discontentment. We find that same sadness that we had had before. Now, again, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. Don't get me wrong there. I don't want anybody to misunderstand that. I'm not talking about losing your salvation. I'm talking about losing the joy of your salvation. And we go back and see, that's what happened to Peter. Peter went back because things didn't work out the way that he did, that he wanted them. As I think about the resurrection, and I read through each account of the resurrection, and what I found out that Peter, although he heard from Mary about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he ran to the tomb, he didn't actually see. He saw the tomb, he saw the empty tomb, he saw the napkins laying there, but he didn't get what Mary Magdalene and Mary got when they saw the angel of the Lord and saw Jesus Christ himself and told them to go back and tell my disciples. And so, Peter, he was discouraged. And even though the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the grave, and even though he saw that, and even though at another time the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him and other disciples, he decided that one day, I'm through. I'm done. Come on, guys. I'm going back fishing. I'm going to go back. And he went back to that place. He went back to fishing. And as the Bible says, that he went in. And the Bible says, immediately, they went into a ship that night. And they fished all night. And they caught nothing. I thank the Lord I thank God that He's a God of first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, however many chances. I am so thankful for the grace of God. I am so thankful that even though I gave up on Him, He never gave up on me. Even though I wasn't found faithful and in the place that I needed to be, He was found faithful and He was always there. And as I see in Peter's life, and I see so much there, and I see the Lord Jesus Christ in His mercy and His grace, there were still some things that God had, that Jesus Christ and God had for Peter to do and to get accomplished. In Faith Independent Baptist Church, things have not turned out exactly like maybe we thought they would. Things, the plans, as I think about, when I first come on as pastor, I was really hoping by now we'd be busting out the seams, we'd be hiring the backhoe to dig some footers back here, and we'd be setting up and making plans to expand the building, and again, I've told you before, I'm not a big mega church kind of guy, and I have plans once we get to about 175 or somewhere around in there, I'd like to start another church. And instead of trying to stack everybody in here and make this the world's largest church, I'd like to start another church. But anyway, things have not gone the way we want them to go. You know what's tempting to do? And say, okay, I give up. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm going back to fishing. I'm going to go back to what I know. You see, that's what Peter was doing. Peter was going back to what he knew instead of relying upon what God knew. And he went back there. But the Lord Jesus Christ had different plans, because the Bible tells us here in verse number 4. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, pay attention to this. Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. As I looked over that and as I read what the Lord Jesus Christ said there, he said, children, have ye any meat? I remember one other time, the disciples made a little trip with the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were concerned after they had traveled and the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to the Samaritan woman and sharing the gospel with her. And the disciples were really concerned about the Lord Jesus Christ and him eating. And the Lord Jesus Christ made a statement to him when they kept insisting on him eating. He said, I have meat that ye know not of. You know, I really kind of find it very interesting when the Lord Jesus Christ came after Peter had gone back to what he knew, and after Peter gone back to, kind of put it this way, back to his old life, or he wasn't following forward with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ come to him, the first question he says, children, have ye any meat? You know what he's saying to him? Have ye any purpose? When Jesus said, I have meat that ye know not of, what he was saying is, I have a different purpose than what you have. I have a divine purpose. I have a direction. I have everything that I need. I have something that has to be accomplished. I have something that has to be done. Faith Independent Baptist Church, can I ask you this morning, children, have ye any meat? Have ye any meat? Do you have a purpose? What direction are you going? What's taking place in your life? You know what Peter's response to that was? No. No. You see, where Peter was a place of no purpose. He was fished all night long, but yet he caught nothing. And then the Lord Jesus Christ goes on, and he tells Peter, this is not the first time he's told Peter this, in verse number 6, and he said unto them, cast thy net, interesting, cast thy net, not nets, net. See, the first time he said, cast thy nets. This time he said, cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. You know, I believe what the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to get across to Peter, it was, there was only one way. There was only one way. He told him, he said, cast thy net on the right side. He told him, he said, what I want you to do is, I want you to do it my way. I want you to walk with me, and I'll not be satisfied with any other way. You know what he was asking Peter to do? He was asking Peter to make him the only way. In his direction, the only way. He said, cast thy net on the other side. And we know how Peter cast the net. And the Bible says that in the end of the verse there, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. You know, when Peter put his net in on the right side, he got more fish than he could handle. They weren't even able to draw the net this time. See, the last time, with the net, they were able to draw it up into the boat, and the boat began to sink. This time, the net was so full, they couldn't even draw it into the bank or into the boat. What they had to do is they had to drag it to the shore. They had caught so many fish. You see, when we do things the way the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do it, folks, and we live how he likes us to be, and we're obedient to his word, you know what happens? We encompass a multitude of fishes, so many that we can't even drag them into the land. And we jump down to verse number 10. Another thing that the Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter. He said, Jesus saith unto him, bring of the fish which ye now caught. You know, when we're fishing for the Lord Jesus Christ and we encompass that multitude of fish, you know what we got to do? We got to bring them in. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was there, as the Bible tells us in verse number 9, that the Lord Jesus Christ was there on the land, and there were coals on the fire, and there were already fish on the fire. But Jesus told Simon Peter, he said, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. You know, when we go fishing for the Lord Jesus Christ, you know it's very important that we bring that fish. You see, it's not the fish that's on the fire that Jesus already has there. It's fish we need to bring to Him. And you know, just marvelous, wonderful things that I glean from that is I understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to ask of me that which I do not have. You see, He was asking Peter to bring of the fish that he had just caught. The Lord Jesus Christ is not going to ask you to bring in what you don't have. Down to verse number 12. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ says here, and Jesus said unto them, come and dine. He not only told him to bring the fish, but he told him to come and dine. Bring your fish and let's sit down here together. Let's eat together. Let's fellowship together. Come and hear what I have to say. Come and hear what I have to teach. And then in verse number 15, the Lord Jesus Christ gets across to Simon Peter exactly what he wants. Verse number 15, the Bible says, and so when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas. Now I really kind of find that interesting, because when the Lord Jesus Christ first met Peter, that's what Jesus called him. Simon, son of Barjonas, lovest thou me more than these? Church, where's your love today? Where's your love today? We've gotten so wrapped up in the world, in worldly things, that most of the time we spend too much time complaining about what we don't have instead of rejoicing over what we do have. And the Lord Jesus Christ was putting Simon to a test here. And what he was saying is, Simon, choose. Lovest thou me, or love these fish? Love the things of the world, or do you love me? And of course, as all of us would answer, Simon Peter said, and he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my lambs. Faith Independent Baptist Church, we need to start putting our words in action. Instead of just saying, I love you, Lord, and I don't think there's probably anybody in here that would argue and say, I don't love the Lord. I wonder, I ask you, are you feeding the lambs? You know, as I'm burdened, I've been wanting to get a bus route started. It hadn't gone exactly like I'd like it to go. It hasn't picked up and gone yet. But you know why I think that is? Because we need a bus driver. We need more Sunday school teachers. Faith Independent Baptist Church, let me phrase it this way. Love Jesus more than these? You say, well, you know, if I take time on Saturday to go visit and ask kids to come to church, well, that's just going to take some of my time. That's going to be a big inconvenience for me. So what? Lovest thou me more than these? And he said, feed my lambs. We got some children downstairs. We got some Sunday school classes that need to be filled. We got space. We got chairs. We got tables. Trouble is, we don't have kids around those tables. We don't have kids in those classes. You know why? Well, because we went out there and get them. went out there and got them. It says, feed my lambs. And then again, the Lord Jesus Christ said in 16, and he saith unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Barjonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou know that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. You see, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is what we bring in. The proof is what we do, not what we say. And he said, feed my sheep. And then the third time, in verse number 17, and he saith unto them, the third time, Simon, son of Barjonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus answered unto him, feed my sheep. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to Peter on the shore by the ships and by the fish in the place that Peter went back to. Folks, how much do we love God? You say, well, you know, preacher, I'm kind of like Peter right there, kind of grieved in my heart that you keep asking this question over and over again. You say, what do you mean grieved in heart? You're saying, some might be saying here this morning, oh, preacher, you're harping on that again. Well, I'm going to keep harping on it. I'm not going to stop harping on it. You say, I'm grieved in my heart. You know, preacher, you just need to leave that alone. Well, lovest thou me more than these? What I'm asking this morning, church, is do you love the Savior more than anything else in the world? Do you love the Savior more than the worldly goods that you hold and you possess? Well, the result of that and the fruit of that, church, is feeding my sheep. Feeding the sheep, doing what we know that we should do. In verse number 18, it says, and verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and shall carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And the Bible says, and this spake he, signifying by which death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Church, are you going to die in God's will? Are you going to die on the shore? All of that, that's what it boils down to. Are you going to die doing what God wants you to do? Are you going to die in a dark ship in the night on the water catching nothing? I have a desire. And that desire is to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, just like you, I fail daily. And I thank God that He's a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, however many chances. You know, I look at other men's life in the Bible and I see David. And the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. And that was after he had committed adultery. That was after he had committed murder. You see, David did a lot of wrong things, but David got his heart right. In church, our missions conference is coming up. We have an opportunity this week to go to the fair. And in a small area, we have the opportunity to get the gospel out to a lot of people in our area. You know, folks, it would be a good $12 spent to go to the fair if you did nothing else but hand out Gospels of John and Romans. It'd be a great opportunity. I want to encourage you. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Peter made a lot of mistakes. Peter was that one who opened up his mouth. One minute, he was saying good things. When the Lord Jesus Christ asked him, he said, when he asked the disciples, whom do you say that I am? And Peter proclaims, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not much further in the scriptures. Peter's telling the Lord Jesus Christ, No, I won't permit you to go to the cross. I won't permit you to die. It's not going to happen that way. And Jesus looks at him and says, Get thee behind me, Satan. Yeah, we see Peter as he denies the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, in the end, if you want to learn a little bit more about Peter, read the book of Acts. Peter finally got it. Yes. Peter finally got it. And it was that day on the shore when he brought of the fish that he had caught to the Lord Jesus Christ, got up, left, and followed him to never return back to where he was. And when Peter was sitting in the midst of the disciples, and there was a bunch of fussing and carrying on like we independent Baptists do, Peter stood up in the midst of him and said, Now wait a minute. Hold on. And he began to lead. He began to do what was right. He began to follow and do what Jesus wanted him to do. Faith Independent Baptist Church. Now I know it's not everybody, but where are you? Where are you in your life? Are you saved? Do you know if you were to die in the seat that you're sitting in today, if you'd go to heaven? I want to encourage you, if you don't know that, that's where you need to start. You need to start being able to be called a child of God. And we can show you how to do that. We can show you the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you, in the past, served the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe in the past you taught a Sunday school, or maybe in the past you did some kind of service for the Lord, and well, now you're coming to church and punching your first day of the week time card. Cha-ching, I'm here. Whew, the rest of the week's mine. Nope, it doesn't work that way. I want to encourage you. You say, well, now, wait a minute. If I surrender to doing that, then I'm going to have to give up this. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Then feed my sheep. Be willing to give up whatever you have to and whatever you need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Throwing it in all. You know, Jesus told Peter, bring of the fish that you just caught. God's not going to ask you to do anything that you can't do, because He's giving you the power to do it. You might be here this morning and that might be you. I encourage you. There's things to be done. There's work to be done. There's people to invite to church. There's Sunday school classes that need to be taught. There's many things that need to be done. There's some things that we might not think that, well, you know, that's really not serving the Lord. You know, I thank the Lord. Brother Terry was out here cutting the grass on Saturday. You say, well, you know, cutting the grass, is that serving the Lord? You bet it is. You know, there's maintenance on the building that needs to be done. Well, is that serving the Lord? It sure enough is. This is His house, and it needs to look the best. I want to encourage you, church. Let's not find ourselves back there in the boat, fishing in the dark. Let's follow him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your people. Lord, I believe with all my heart we have a good group of folks here at Faith Independent Baptist Church. We've got good givers. We've got good workers. And Lord, I thank you for them. Lord, I thank you for their dedication. Lord, we have some Sunday school teachers that are teaching now. We had some Sunday school teachers that were teaching this morning, and Lord, I thank you for that. But Lord, we have much to do, and we have a long way to go. And Lord, I pray that you'd find us busy doing what you'd have us to do. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, in our lives to examine what we need to do. Lord, maybe there's some sin in our life that we need to give up so that we can serve you. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to do that. Lord, I pray that there's some time that we need to give up in order to serve you. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to do that. And Father, I pray that you would help us, Lord, as we look and examine the life of Peter, and knowing that in the end, he gave all that he had, he left all that he had, and spent the rest of his life serving you. And Lord, we can't go back and fix what we did yesterday, but Lord, we can do a whole lot about what today and tomorrow. And now, Father, I pray that you'd have your will and your way. In your name we pray. Amen.